Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the weather remains pleasant and warm. Clear skies stretch from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, making it a perfect day for outdoor activities. As we head into the evening, temperatures will remain comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran weighs U.S. talks as a ceasefire deadline nears, according to I-24 News from earlier today. Also, the U.S. Navy seized the oil tanker Tiffany for violating sanctions, as reported by Israel Hayom, just in. Also this hour, a Mossad agent fell in action after laying groundwork for an Iran war, JNS reveals. Separately, Ynet reports the families of four IDF soldiers who died in Gaza reflect on the last photos taken of them. And finally, Rachel Goldberg Polin shares her anguish in the story of her son, an Israeli hostage, as seen in JTA earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. An account run by Iranian activists noted just minutes ago a protest in Norway, highlighting global silence as Iran enters its 53rd day of digital blackout. Lisa Daftari, a journalist, posted just minutes ago that moderates are absent in Iran's leadership, emphasizing continued radicalism. Meanwhile, Middle East_24 wrote earlier today about inconsistencies in Qatari media's portrayal of Iran's diplomacy with the United States. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Iran, the parliament speaker, Mohammed Bager Khalibaf, emphasized overnight that Iran will not negotiate under pressure. This comes as the ceasefire deadline looms, putting pressure on diplomatic channels. The situation remains tense, as both nations weigh their options. Turning to the U.S. Navy's operation, forces boarded the Tiffany tanker earlier today. The vessel was suspected of participating in illegal Iranian trade. This move further tightens international sanctions against Iran, aiming to curb its oil exports. Meanwhile, Mossad's director revealed the death of an agent who was crucial in preparing for potential conflict with Iran. This disclosure underscores the high stakes involved in Israel's intelligence activities beyond its borders. The region watches closely as tensions persist. In related news, Ynet earlier today shared the poignant stories of four IDF soldiers commemorated by their families. They were killed during the Swords of Iron War, their final moments captured in photos. This serves as a somber reminder of the human cost of conflict. Finally, Rachel Goldberg Polin's story, featured in JTA, recounts her personal loss. Her son Hirsch, an Israeli hostage, was murdered in Gaza. Her narrative sheds light on the profound impact such tragedies have on families. On the economic front. First, ServiceNow has completed a $7.7 billion acquisition of Israel's armies, according to Ynet Business, boosting its AI-driven security capabilities. Separately, CTEC reports that despite ongoing conflict, Israeli startups continue to scale, meeting growth expectations and achieving unicorn status. And finally, from Globes, Megaor purchased the Alliance Tire site in Hadera for 1 billion shekels, planning to build one of Israel's largest data centers. That's your Israel 18 news update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.